This is Dr. Mejia, the chair for the patient, Ronnie Mejia, M-E-J-I-A, medical records 112-974, date of birth 10-13-1968. Referring physician is Dr. Anita Amet. Procedure performed colonoscopy and EGD, second herpes seal biopsy. State of the procedure, March 16, 2022. Indications, abdominal pain, GERD, screening for colon cancer, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, 2 colon polyps removed, number 3, small hiatal hernia, number 4, esophagitis, LA class B, number 3, next number, it's two small smooth erythematous nodules noted at the GE junction. Next number, MAGA, otherwise known as EGD. Next number, internal hemorrhage. Next number, two colon polyps removed, per paragraph. Left of insertion, second portion of the duodenum. For the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complications done immediately. Medication as per monitor anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 9 minutes. Preparation was good, per paragraph. Open the procedure as per double template paragraph findings, otopharynx appear normal paragraph esophagus. There's erythema erosions in the distal esophagus consistent with like class B esophagitis paragraph. There is two small diminutive nodules about 2 to 3 millimeters erythematous at the distal esophagus at the GE junction. Biopsies were taken paragraph. Stomach appear normal. Period. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum for la celiac disease. Please note biopsies were taken from antromorbidic radish pylori as well, per paragraph. And also biopsies were taken from the two esophageal nodules, per paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum, internal hemorrhoids, period. Sigmoid colon, descending colon appear normal, per paragraph. Splenic flexure. There's a diminutive pole about 3 millimeters pale. Removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, per paragraph. Transverse colon, there's a diminutive pole about 2 to 3 millimeters pale, removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, otherwise transverse colon appear normal, per paragraph. Hepatic flexure, ascending colon cecum appear normal, per paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anti-reflux measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number, patient we started on protonis, following against PO daily. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, 5 supplementation. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 5 years. Next number, depending on further recommendations for esophageal nodules, will depend on pathology reports, per paragraph. End of dictation.